if someone is, you know, doesn't worry and they just, you know, do what they feel like doing, how would you describe their personality?
I ain't got that.
If they don't worry about anything at all, just, you know. How about somebody who is odd, who's different? Just a general term to describe them. How about a term for someone who's really not very strange at all, who's not different in the least, just very, very plain. He's not, you know, when you think of people, you can't think of anything about him that's different. How would you? If someone is easily offended, just gets mad at whatever you say, how would you describe his personality?
I'd call him fractious.
Okay, and when somebody is just, somebody does something mean to them, and they just, they turn red, and you can kind of tell how they feel, what word would you use to describe them?
Man.
Right. Any other? I mean, if they were really, you know, just even more than that.
Yeah.
Any stronger word? If someone has just been working all day and they're out of breath, and what word would you use to describe them?
Tired.
Okay. Yeah. Anything more extreme? I mean, if they're just, they may not make it another day. They work so hard. If sometimes you wake up and you it's not like a sneeze, but your throat feels funny, and you sometimes take a type of syrup that's a medicine to cure it. What do you call the condition in your throat?
Cold, I think.
Right. But there's a type of syrup. It's syrup. Take it for your throat when it feels that way. Like cough.
Oh, yeah.
If you've been yelling a lot, your voice kind of hurts, or it hurts when you talk. How do you describe your voice or your throat after you've been...
Well, you get old.
Right. If somebody stayed out in the rain for a long time and started to sniffle, you might say he... If because of that, you know...
Taking cold.
Right. If someone became ill, you might say that he...
Taking cold?
Or, more general, if maybe they had to go to bed because they were that sick, how would you say it then? Now, what do you call a